This is a summary of Most Likely to Succeed by BestBookBriefings.com. Most Likely to Succeed: Preparing Our Kids for the Innovation Era. By Tony Wagner and Ted Dintersmith. The Faults in Our Education. As we churn out millions of kids each year from an education system that teaches and tests them on narrow aspects of content retention that any smartphone can handle, we set them up for failure, unhappiness, and social discontent. In Most Likely to Succeed, we will show what can and must be done to transform education for the 21st century. A starting point for defining purpose. The purpose of education is to engage students with their passions and growing sense of purpose, teach them critical skills needed for career and citizenship, and inspire them to do their very best to make their world better. Clearly, we want every child by a certain grade level to be an adept and passionate reader, to be proficient, without a calculator, at core math operations, e.g., division, fractions, estimation, and financial literacy, and to be able to communicate well. Mastering these foundational building blocks requires repetition and practice. But the real question is how we help our students to master these core skills in a way that reflects real learning and retention. Students with passions and purpose. The early passions of children, for animals or sports, for building things, for drawing or singing, for asking and absorbing, all too often dissipate without leading to lifetime competencies. That's precisely where our educators can be so pivotal. Can a passion for sports blossom into an expertise in statistics? A love of drawing lead to becoming a gifted architect? A passion for Legos develop into a love of engineering? A love of asking questions inspire a child to become a teacher? Or even an addiction to video games lead to expertise in computer programming? Students with critical skills. Suppose subjects and content were a means of enabling students to make progress on critical skills, with appropriate steps taken to make sure each student covered, at some point, important areas of content, instead of an end. We have visited schools across the country that are producing spectacular results. What's striking about these schools is that their guiding principles are all based on engaging students in challenges that align with their passions and prioritizing the school experience around developing critical skills. While students may cover less content than at a traditional school, they retain what they cover. Teaching to the tests or the challenges. If we embrace the reality that much of what school is about today can be outsourced to a smartphone, we will free up time for kids to immerse themselves in the following. Learning how to learn. This is arguably the single most important skill a student can develop, yet most schools accomplish the exact opposite. The teacher structures the content around a textbook, assigns the homework, designs the test, and grades the student on ability to jump through the hoops laid out by the teacher. Communicating effectively. Schools teaching grades 7 through 12 do a miserable job of teaching kids to write, for lack of time and teacher preparation. Kids will also need to be good at public speaking, making a video, writing a blog and cultivating a following, and using communication to achieve a range of objectives. Collaborating productively and effectively with others. School networks like New Tech High have learned how to teach students team accountability through 360 peer reviews, so that there is genuine collaboration with every project. Creative problem solving. Employers tell us that the ideal characteristic they'd like to find in new hires is being a creative problem solver. But it seems to have been schooled out of fresh graduates, irrespective of their academic pedigree. For almost all schools we visit, the prevailing attitude among students is, "Just tell me what I need to know to get the right answer." Managing failure. School today is all about risk aversion. However, innovative progress necessarily requires a healthy degree of risk-taking and failure. The motto in most innovative companies is, "Fail early, fail often." There is no innovation without trial and error. We argue that there is also no real learning without trial and error. Affecting change in organizations and society. Schools are the most natural of microcosms for helping kids learn how they can work hard to affect positive change. But when we ask schools to describe opportunities for students to take leadership in moving the school ahead, we're generally met with blank stares. Making sound decisions. As we overschedule our kids, they have fewer opportunities to make their own decisions and experience the consequences. Effective decision-making can be taught using powerful and important math and emphasizing clarity on values and ethics. Managing projects and achieving goals. To be successful, it's important to understand how to set goals and manage projects. It's curious that this course can be found at the college level, although it's something every high school student needs to be good at. Building perseverance and determination. Play, passion, and purpose are essential ingredients for helping students to want to put in the time required to achieve or learn something of value. Leveraging your passions and talents to make your world better. Learning how to identify your passions and use them to make an impact doesn't just emerge from passively sitting through a school day. It requires practice in the real world. What can teachers do in the classroom? We'd encourage teachers to take the following steps. 1. Find and team up with a trusted colleague. That person's support and objectivity will be invaluable. 2. Review the tests, quizzes, and assignments you give students. Do these assignments help your students develop critical skills? 3. Gauge how much of the talk time in your class is your lecturing compared to student-led discussion. Do students have opportunities to teach and learn from one another? And are they assessed on the questions they ask, as well as the answers they provide? 4. Do students have opportunities to create their own projects, define goals, develop their plan, and communicate their achievements to a broader audience? Can a student afford to make mistakes and fail, and still do well in your course? New education outcomes. What does it mean to be an educated adult in the 21st century? What are the core competencies that matter most for work, learning, and citizenship today? Of course, our students will continue to need content knowledge, but the harder part is helping students develop the skill and the will to ask new questions, solve new problems, and create new knowledge. This tripod, content knowledge, skill, and will, is the foundation of all learning in the 21st century. Of the three, will is the most important, and the one damaged most by our schools today. If students are motivated, they will continue to acquire new skills and content knowledge throughout their lives, enabling them to thrive in the innovation era. We're not just talking about the thrill factor of learning. We are talking about the motivations that include grit, perseverance, and self-discipline. Then comes the question of skills. Critical thinking, communication, collaboration, and creative problem-solving can and must be taught and assessed every day in every class. The goal must be to choose the academic content so as to create the required foundation for lifelong learning, without overwhelming the development of core competencies. Scout-inspired testing and evaluation. Our Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops provide a role model for evaluating the progress of our youth. Scouts earn merit badges on the basis of demonstrated mastery of competencies, as judged by informed adults directly involved in the experience. To get a camping merit badge, kids practice and master the skills required to camp. They don't memorize the names of various tent types. To become an Eagle Scout, they master core competencies and earn additional merit badges aligned with their interests. This system has standards of achievement and accountability. Shifting to a competency-based system would invite the question of what should be the core merit badges for kids in school. A competency-based system would force us to rethink school in terms of two fundamental dimensions. Do we want students' learning to be shallow or deep? And do we want their primary focus to be subject content or critical skills? Our Scout organizations are clear in their mission: prepare every youth for citizenship, leadership, and competence in dealing with the wilderness. These goals in turn determine the skills every young Scout needs to master. If the goal of education is to prepare our youth for citizenship, leadership, and competence in dealing with the innovation era, the skills they need to master are self-evident. Teacher preparation. Teachers in Finland start their careers prepared to manage their classes in ways that promote critical skill development. Every teacher is required to earn a real master's degree, which includes successful completion of a year-long apprenticeship with some of the best teachers in the country as supervisors. And Finnish teachers average only about 600 hours a year teaching in the classroom, versus American teachers' 1,100 hours, giving them far more time to meet with students and parents and to learn from colleagues. With these changes, Finland has thrived. Beaver Country Day. Peter Hutton has been headmaster of Beaver Country Day, a private school in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. He has completely reimagined school at Beaver Country Day, with powerful innovations at all levels. To give you a feel for just how different things are at Beaver, you won't find a standalone computer programming course there. Programming is integrated into all courses, and every graduate develops programming competency. Since most teachers aren't programming experts, students serve as resident class coding experts. History classes involve vigorous debate of thought-provoking questions, not memorization. And when questions come up about how some aspect of Egypt's history affects Egyptian society today, Beaver students resourcefully get direct input from students they find in schools there. In 2010, Beaver worked with two MIT architecture PhDs who wanted to bring the architecture studio approach to teaching to high school classrooms. Hutton is generally dismissive of standardized tests, but does have each student take the college and work readiness assessment twice, as an entering freshman and as a graduating senior. While he feels the CWRA is better than most tests, he is working with ETS to design tests that better assess the effectiveness of what he calls the new basics: creative problem solving, collaboration, iteration, empathy, tech and media literacy, visual communication, and presentation skills. Not about degrees anymore. Students who only know how to perform well in today's education system, get good grades and test scores, and earn degrees, will no longer be those who are most likely to succeed. Thriving in the 21st century will require real competencies, far more than academic credentials. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.